The second EVA begins about 48 hours after liftoff. Again, it's of approximately 1 hour duration. However, this time, instead of being primarily a night operation, it is primarily a day operation. The hatch will open a couple of minutes prior to sunrise. At that time, I'll egress from the cockpit, set up a camera, take a picture or two of the Agena. This will be done in, I might mention, in proximity to the Gemini 8 Agena, the old passive Agena. After getting the camera, the sequence camera set up, I'll go back to the adapter section and plug in to a nitrogen line, which enables me to fire nitrogen coal gas through a handheld maneuvering unit, which I'll have. This is a unit similar to the one that Ed White used on spacecraft 4. Some changes to the supply system have been made so that I'll have, you might say, a limitless supply of propellant, whereas Ed was limited to a very short duration. Having gotten the gun ready to go, then I'll use it to proceed over to the Agena, the old Agena, and retrieve experiment S-10, which, of course, has been in orbit now for several months. This is a micrometeorite experiment. In addition to retrieving S-10, I'll also put up a new micrometeorite experiment whose number is T-17. It's a slightly different type of experiment, one involving a much larger surface area than S-10. I'll also put that up on the Agena and bring the old S-10 back to the cockpit area and give it to John. Following that, I'll push off again from the spacecraft and do an evaluation of the handheld maneuvering unit to see what problems, if any, are encountered in using it as a stabilizing and as a maneuvering device. Following that, John will very kindly come over with the spacecraft and retrieve me. And having demonstrated that capability, we'll proceed into an analysis of tether dynamics, which will be nothing more than pushing off from the spacecraft a second time, using the gun to dampen any body motions, proceeding out to near the end of our 50-foot tether, and at that time attempting to return to the spacecraft by pulling in on the tether alone without any help from the gun to see if this is a... just to see what difficulties from a dynamics viewpoint might arise in returning to the spacecraft by pulling in on the end of a long rope. This runs us nearly out of time. The time that remains in our hour, if we have any, will be devoted to analyzing the various handrails that we have on the adapter section and to see whether it makes any difference whether the spacecraft is erect or inverted. You'll remember that the Gene Cernan reported things seem to go up more than they did down on his flight, and we'd like to take a further look at this by going through some handrail exercises in the straight and level and in the inverted position relative to the Earth. By this time, I know our hour will be up, so we'll get back in and close the hatch.